All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're talking about intensity distribution in CrossFit training. So training from extensive to intensive energy expenditure is a best practice from sports practitioners, sports science, from multiple different disciplines. And so all that means is, you know, it's in the name, intensive, meaning intensity. So intensity by definition is something that limits volume. So if you can do a lot of it, it by definition isn't intensity. And so when we train for multiple sports, and I'll go through several examples, we want to train from extensive to intensive. The more further we are away from the next competition, the more extensive our training. So energy expenditure is one of the best ways to track whether the training is extensive in nature or intensive in nature. So if we think about extensive training for a one rep max, that would include long weightlifting complexes, it would include strength sets, and it would include hypertrophy work. And you can see how the training for a 1RM is higher in energy expenditure than performing the 1RM itself. And the closer and closer we get to performing the 1RM, the more intensive the training would get. So it would get lower in energy expenditure, meaning less volume, and more intense. Extensive training for a 5K run would be a lot of time spent in aerobic metabolism. It would be lots of miles, lots of long, slow distance running. About 80% of your training would probably be long, slow distance. And then you would do some speed work as well to prepare for that. If we think about extensive training for an Ironman, so you can see how with each example, we're getting more and more extensive in nature of the event. So extensive training for an Ironman would basically just be as much volume as you can recover from. And we see that proven out clinically as just a best practice to prepare for an event that's that extensive in nature. It's not really possible to do an Ironman every day. And so we spread that volume out over the week, and coaches and athletes in that sport know that basically the more volume you can recover from, the more prepared you're going to be for the event. Extensive training for the CrossFit Games would look something like multiple glycolytic time to exhaustion bouts in the day, basically as many of those as the athlete can recover from, as many as tolerable, in order to get energy expenditure high, probably doing some long, slow distance training as well, reducing the intensity, the effort that's brought to each of those pieces. And that reduction in intensity is what's going to allow for more extensive training. And that could also be, you could also lower the intensity by reducing the load and by changing the movement selection so that each contraction is not as intense or as damaging. So athletes in other disciplines tend to organize into an 80-20 intensity distribution. It's been demonstrated that endurance athletes self-organize into this as well. And it basically just means that 80% of your training is easier and 20% of your training is higher in intensity. So the point of this is I see a lot of CrossFitters training with really high intensity, really, really frequently. And burning out of the sport, turning out of the sport, not training for the sport anymore entirely, meaning, you know, leaving the sport, or they're just not able to train as extensively as they need to in order to be prepared for the energy demands of the event. So this often happens in preparation for things like the Open or in preparation for things like quarterfinals, where the athlete basically, because they're training too intensely, is not prepared for the volume of the event. And if you're not prepared for the volume of the event, then you can't really hope to add intensity, meaning, you know, speed at the event itself. So if you're not prepared for the volume, then don't expect to add speed to the event itself. Only once the volume of the event is tolerable is it possible to add intensity to that volume. Intensity by definition is not repeatable, it's not sustainable, it reduces the total amount of work that the athlete can tolerate. If you can do tons of it, then it's by definition not intensity. And so consider your intensity distribution, consider doing more easy training, consider reducing the intensity of, meaning the load, the movement selection, and the rate of perceived exertion that you feel in your training. Because one intense workout is not going to be the thing that helps you realize your potential. That's going to be lots of consistency and lots of training accumulated over a long period of time, usually multiple years. That's going to be the thing that helps you realize your potential. So in order to accumulate enough work, it by definition has to be reduced in intensity. So this is different advice from what is typically thrown around or is at least taught at the CrossFit level one. It's my understanding that that what is taught there is intensity is what gets results. And that's, you know, fine for general population who are only training for 5 hours a week. But in order to train for a multiple day CrossFit event where the energy demands are going to be much more extensive, then you need to have extensiveness in your training. So your energy expenditure should actually be higher in training than in the actual event, you know, assuming that that's something that the athlete can tolerate, can recover from, and positively adapt to. So this becomes really interesting when we think about preparing elite athletes for an event like the CrossFit Games. So the CrossFit Games is going to be something like 4,000 to 8,000 calories expended over the 5 days that it occurs, and which is you know, pretty immense. And that's all from exercise expenditure. That's not to include that doesn't include non-exercise activity. It doesn't include basal metabolic rate. So that's a considerable amount of calories. Just for context, an Ironman triathlete expends about 10,000 calories during an Ironman. And also interestingly, carbohydrate ingestion during Ironman races is inversely correlated with finishing times, meaning the more carbohydrates athletes ingest during an Ironman, the faster they finish. And it's a significant relationship. So there are implications as well for fueling strategies for multi-day CrossFit athletes. And generally, the more you can replenish, the more likely, or the smaller of an energy deficit you're likely to be in. And the more fuel substrates you're gonna have, mainly muscle glycogen and blood glucose, and the better you're going to perform. So there's a fueling side to this energy expenditure equation as well. But coming back to intensity distribution, again, the CrossFit Games is extensive, but it's not as extensive as endurance sport or events from the endurance world, such as Ironman. And in those sports, that it's so extensive that the athletes, you know, the human organism literally can't tolerate doing more than an Ironman every single day. It's just more than the human body can recover from. So the game there is just about doing as much extensive training as possible in order to get as close as possible to the demands of the actual Ironman. So you can't actually exceed the energy demands of an Ironman because it's too extensive. But the athletes who train more extensively tend to be more prepared and tend to win. So we can apply some of that same mental model to CrossFit training. And yeah, guys, basically all that to say, athletes inside of CrossFit are often training with way too much intensity, and that precludes them from training enough, because again, intensity is by definition limiting when it comes to volume. So if you can do lots of it, then it by definition is not intense. And so we know that training from extensive to intensive is a best practice from other disciplines. You can even think about it from a skill perspective. So a ball sport athlete who needs to make, you know, needs to make 10 out of 20 shots in a basketball game. Well, they take way more than 20 shots in training, right? So that it applies to skill work as well. They train or they practice rather extensively so that when they get those 20 shots in the game that are intensive, meaning they're higher stakes, there's more psychological stress involved, there's more stressors in terms of there's more opportunities for distraction, there's defender, there's fatigue, there's etc., right? They've practiced so extensively that they're prepared for the intensive demands of that one shot or those 20 shots. So you get the analogy. The goal is in training is for your training to be extensive, whether that's for a 1RM effort or for a 5K run or for the CrossFit Games. So extensive training for that 1RM is, like I said, it's your energy expenditure is going to be higher than just doing 1RM. If you just did 1RM, then well, the training's too intense and you're not going to be able to accumulate enough training to actually be prepared for the event. And same thing with 5K run. If you just did 5K runs as fast as you could and that was all you did for training, well, your training's too intense. So your intensity distribution is too skewed towards intensity and is not skewed enough towards volume, towards extensive training. And then if we apply that same mental model to the CrossFit Games, it becomes really interesting and is beyond the scope of what I want to talk about today. But all that to say, intensity distributions among CrossFit athletes tend to be too skewed towards intensity. They tend to be not extensive enough, and that results in reduced preparedness. So if you take nothing else away from this, consider your intensity distribution, consider the loads, the movement selection, the RPE of what you're doing for the event that you're trying to prepare for. And you want your energy expenditure to be more extensive in your training and to get progressively more and more intensive the closer you get to the competition. So guys, I hope that's helpful for you as you think about preparing for your next competition. Please rate the show if you're listening. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe, and I will see you guys in the next video.